Sound good or no? Not sound good. I thought I could sing, but I guess I can't. Pat, you there? I can't hear you, brother.
Do you hear me?
I hear you. Loud and clear. I don't know why it still says I've changed this. I just went into settings and turned off liars and options and edited it. I don't know why it's showing that. And until I figure it out, I don't know what to do.
I blame... Yes.
I literally set the title to Sunday Funday.
That's what she said. Anyway, we're here. It's Sunday. It's 11.
Guess
all right,
that's,
guys. Take
guess
it
that's
easy.
The stream. All right, take care.
Oh, God, I'm so tired.
What's the matter, boo-boo?
I spent 6 hours doing homework yesterday, and then I spent 12 hours playing video games. So I know where my priorities are, goddammit.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Yeah, I played,
You know, my girlfriend would probably say, oh, you know what? That sounds like a you problem.
Yeah, well, hey, if I didn't do that, I would probably kill somebody.
Well, that's fair assessment.
Honestly, in your life, what do you do to remove stress from yourself?
Sex.
Okay, so...
No, I'm kidding. I do, but honest to God, what I really do is, you know, we were talking about my friends and how certain people in my life have certain... Like, do they add anything to my life?
There you go. Wait, hold on. I can already picture this conversation. It goes, yeah, no, I like you. You're a good person, but you literally do dick from my personality.
Yeah. Like, there's a lot of people in my life that don't, like, I guess in some ways don't add value.
Folks, he's talking about me.
No, I'm really not talking about you. Like, we were talking about Dusty the other day. And he's like,
yeah, he adds value though. Yeah, he adds color commentary. That's what that is.
Well, she said, she goes, what does he actually do for you? And I was like, well, for 2 hours every night, he jumps on one of the games with me and gives me sanity.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has that.
Like, that's
you
it.
You gotta have something. You know, for me, okay, so physically, the things that I used to do. I personally can't do right now because of medical issues. I used to actually work out. That was my thing. I would go and I'd run a couple miles and then I'd lift weights and it'd clear my mind and I'd move along and do a thing. And prior to that, I would play video games. You know, a lot of video games. I'm a fucking video game nut from back in Atari days. That's how old I am.
Okay.
And that's still, to this day, one of the cheapest forms of mental stimulation I could come up with.
Yeah, I've been playing this game Conan, and I bought it like a year ago, something like that.
Oh yeah.
And I just went to my Steam account the other day, and it's like you have 280 hours invested in it. I was like, okay, well maybe that's a problem.
Yeah. Well, that's me in Skyrim. Shit, I've got 280 times like 10 characters.
That's
I
ridiculous.
Mean, seriously, and I just it's one of those things. It's like. What do you don't like for myself? Now I can't speak for anybody else, but for myself, as my kids were growing up, we didn't have a whole lot of money. We didn't have a lot of things that we could do to offset the stressors of life. My wife loved to read. Mm-hmm. That's what she would do to calm herself down, or you know whatever the case is. She'd segregate herself and read a book or do a crossword or now her favorite thing is to paint. But it's one of those paint by number things on the computer. I guess it's a stress reliever. I don't exactly know.
Yeah, it's anyway. Anything that takes little to no effort for your brain, I feel.
Exactly. So for me, it was always video games. Like I could buy, you know, if you're looking in terms of money, you know, the initial cost up front is you know, a couple hundred bucks. Yes, it's a little bit more than you want to spend, but ultimately a new fix is all of $50. And at the time it was like 45 because, you know, games were cheap back in the day. And, you know, or you'd buy a nice used one and then you'd go to town on it for 40, 50, 60 hours at a time.
Sounds like you're talking about women.
Dude, you know what, man? I didn't want to have any more kids, so it was at that point the video games were my women.
Yeah.
So,
No,
I mean,
and you're not the
that's my
only
world.
one. You're not the only one. My buddy Ryan, who you've seen pop in here under the name Arvindor, Arvindor Gaming, he's a streamer too. He that's one thing he says to his significant other all the time, like, listen, you need me to pick up the kids? Pick up the kids. You need me to work? I work. You need me to make dinner? I make dinner. From like 9 to like midnight, like this is all I have.
Yeah, that's my time. Unless you come at me and you go, all right, we need to spend 25 minutes together, then you can go do your thing, then that's all you need.
Yeah.
You
Like if
know,
this is going to take, if this right here is going to keep a marriage or a couple sane,
yeah.
I think it's worth it.
Now, the reason why I'm talking about it is because there's situations in this world where, and I only known it from a male to female perspective. So I'm not speaking out of turn. I don't know how anybody else's lifestyle is, but there have been times that I've been privy to a conversation where the females can't understand why the male wants to play video games so much. And I could tell you as a male, honestly, it's because it's the cheapest, most inexpensive way to stay out of trouble.
Oh yeah.
You know,
You're
and
absolutely right.
if
That
I
you're
go out, I'm gonna get into a fight, or I'm gonna get drunk, or I'm gonna drive and go somewhere, or possibly end up doing something that I shouldn't be doing. And
Yeah.
you know, as a male, you know, we don't think outside of 10 minutes. It's a known theory or fact, I should say. And I read it somewhere, and I cannot remember where I read it, but the male brain only thinks about 10 minutes out.
I wouldn't give it that.
Yeah, but it's the perspective of 10 minutes. It's not like, okay, in 10 minutes I gotta go take, like, okay, I could potentially walk out the door, and then it's like choose your own adventure. When he walks out the door, well, he can go either left or right, and then you know the rest of your life dictates exactly that.
Well, that's why, my mother was a smart woman, always said, nothing good comes on, nothing good happens after the streetlights come on.
Oh, she's very much wrong because I play a lot of video games then.
Well, out and about, out and about.
Yeah, no, I understand. I
And
understand.
like me and Amber, we've been having talks about it because we come from a different upbringing. So like, for instance, say I make dinner for us. Okay?
Okay.
When we make dinner, we sit on the couch, we're having our dinner. TV doesn't go on. We're not allowed to watch.
Really?
Yeah, no. In her household, that's not how it works. Just like there's no such thing as a TV in the bedroom.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I got a TV in every room of my house. If I
I
could put
know.
one in the shitter, I would.
But that's the thing. It really, like, so I sit there and, for her birthday, we went to hibachi and then we went mini golfing with the family and then we came back and we're sitting on the couch and she's just looking at me. I was like, do you want to talk about something? She's like, no. I was like, okay. I was like, do you want to watch some TV? She's like, no. I was like, do you want to play a board game? She's like, no.
Dude, she was looking to get laid,
Well,
man.
that's what I was, and I was like, are you looking for sexy time? And she's like, no. I was like, so you just want you.
Right there, but you said it in a way that goes,
So I was
no.
like, do you just want to sit here? Is that it? You just want to sit here? And she goes, yeah. And my
Yeah, but you're
brain,
not that guy. Hey,
I
you're
can't
not
do
that
that.
guy that could, you can't sit there.
I can't sit there. So I was like, this is what I said. I go, so should I, can I go on the computer? She's like, yeah, you can go on the computer. I'm just gonna go home. And I'm like, well, no, I don't want that because that's where I lose. Like, all right, what can I do that's more than just sitting here and being quiet and I get to keep you?
I get to keep you.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Because
Nah,
I.
dude, it's just nothing more inferior. Like the first time my wife ever tried pulling that shit on me, where she wouldn't talk and we would just sit there in silence. I'm exactly that person as well, where I can't. I think I've made 3 minutes total and I go, I can't do this anymore. I'm
Well,
done. You
especially in your
win.
household where there's always something. Like
Well, it
there's.
has to be. I mean, we're nonstop. We always move. We're always, we're, it's gonna come out weird, but we're hand people.
Well, when I tell friends and family about your house, I explain it as organized chaos.
See, no, it's your perspective.
From an
It's your
outsider who, like, here's the thing, as much as I'm a like a mellow, relaxed, do nothing kind of guy. I can't sit still, but I enjoy quiet. Like when I go, I love, don't get me wrong, like we have the thing next week at Memes if you decide to go. And I'm like, there's gonna be a lot of people, man. There's gonna be a lot of talk. It's gonna get loud real quick because it's the family. I'm just not that, it was not that way in my household. In my household, it was, let's grab some food, let's sit on the couch, watch a movie.
Yeah, I don't mind doing that. It just that's for that moment. You gotta understand something. See, folks, just like at my grandmother's house, in my house, it's for lack of a better terminology, it's three different families living in one home. And it's very young families, but they're still families. It's each one of my children are their own family, so to speak. They're doing their own thing. So when we can be involved, we can have our time together. It's great. I mean, don't get me. I mean, when your sister was living at the home, I guarantee it was louder than you can remember. It's just you don't remember it.
I don't remember it because you got to remember 13 years difference.
Well, that's the point. So I mean, there's. I mean, when your dad's there, when people are there, it's always going to be a little bit more noise, so to
Of course,
speak.
when my dad's there, he's a Cody. It comes out of him.
It's just life, dude. You're right. It's organized chaos in that world, but it's also one of those things. It's like, when push comes to shove, it's nice to have people here, and you can have different opinions on conversations and whatnot.
Sure,
That's the
sure.
downside to being not alone or just smaller amounts of people. You definitely don't have the ability to open your mind up to other situations.
Yeah.
Because you're not privy to them. You don't understand. You
No,
know what I mean?
I don't get it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know, dude. I enjoy it, and you're not wrong again with the organized chaos. But we come from a world where the it's life is chaos. I mean, the job that you do is chaos. I don't understand but you remove it from yourself.
That's the thing. So the jobs are chaos with the sales. So when I get home, like there, most days when I was working at the copier company, I was when I came home, I kid you not, I would just walk in, shut off all the lights in my house, lay on the couch for like 10 minutes, not fall asleep, but just sit there and just let it just decompress off my body.
Well, I mean, I have moments like when I go, let's see, from my home, it's the bathroom. If I'm in there and I'm doing my due diligence, people leave me alone. I'm okay with it. But outside of that, you leave the bathroom, the sanctity of the bathroom, and it is what it is. I mean, here's an example of a off night for us at our house. Now, everybody drives outside of my youngest child. So everybody has a vehicle of some sort. Now that my middle son's girlfriend drives, she also has a vehicle. So we usually play hopscotch with the cars because I don't like them all being in front of everybody's yards. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah,
So
I. Oh, never mind. I'm gonna say something after. Continue.
ultimately, it's like. We'll go, okay, you put the car here, you put the car here, you do this, that, and the other thing. It's a 10 minute driving about moment for everybody because I got to move the cars where they got to move. So, and we literally have the conversation of, all right, what time are you leaving in the morning? All right, well, okay, so you go here, you go there, you
Yeah, you got to.
and it works out well. We end up with two cars in the street, and it's like, cool, all right, yeah, have a good day now, and it works out well. It does.
I was talking to my father about next weekend,
Oh, yeah.
and I said, he goes, if Pat and his family are coming. I said, I don't know, I'll find out. And he goes, okay. And I said, why? He goes, oh, I was just wondering. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, well, it matters to me. And he goes, why? I was like, well, Pat's family, that's seven people. And he goes, What do you mean? I was like, well, between, you know, him, you know, the wife, the kids' significant others. I was like, that's seven people. He goes, oh, yeah, it's true. Why does that matter to you? I was like, well, if he goes, I don't get leftovers. If he doesn't go, I get leftovers.
Hold it. 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 Okay. I'll give him that.
Huh?
But I'll give him that. But the way his mother cooks, there should be no worry about fucking leftovers.
No, I'm the one worried about leftovers.
Oh, you?
Yeah, not my father.
Oh, I thought you said your old man said
no,
that.
No.
Okay, okay. Well, fuck you then, bitch.
So I wanted to, before we continue and go to our normal, like, news articles and stuff, I want
to
bring something.
We don't need to do that. Why don't we just have a fucking show today and just enjoy what we're doing here?
Okay. I do want to bring something up to you. Me and the girlfriend, I just bought it the other day. It's pretty cool. I don't know if you'd be into it. We're
giant
a big
sex swing.
All right. Well, now, hey, Kitty, do you have anything to add to this podcast? I got nothing.
I could just picture you guys hooking up a sex swing, just watching you trying to hook it up. That'd be funny as hell.
Yeah, I'd have to have the landlord. Hey, where's the beams? I need.
He's sitting there with the fucking stud finder. And I know you because you're sitting there every 10 minutes putting it on you going, beep, 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 beep. Yeah. I found it. You know, no.
The stud finder would be going off like crazy because I'm right
oh,
here.
Oh, God. Here we go.
So, no.
Anyway,
you
bought something a couple days ago.
Yeah, yeah. Me and the girlfriend, we like to play different board games and such. And we decided to get this game that's apparently pretty huge right now in the social media world. And she's really into killers and stuff like that. So we got this game called Hunt a Killer.
I think I've heard of that. Isn't that the thing that's an ongoing thing that they send you things in the mail?
They do.
Like
they send you something every month. So it cost for 6 months. Like, I got a deal on it. It was like $120 or $130. But every month they send you something. Do you have what it takes to hunt a killer? So essentially, in the box, they give you a ton of resources, and you can play this with a bunch of people, or you can play it by yourself. It gives you all the insight that you need to try to figure out who the killer is. This is the stuff that's in the box. I haven't opened the box yet. I don't know.
See, before you start, all I can think of is, and I know it's my neuroses, because they're going to tell you, like, the different things about the guy, and I go, well, I do that. Well, I do that. And
yeah.
I definitely do that. And
yeah. Needless to say, joke's on you, I'm the killer.
Fuck.
So, they let you get totally immersed. I mean, they give you reports, like, legitimate news articles, bunch of stuff. And they come in episodes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now, I don't know if episode 1 is connected to episode 2 and so on and so forth. I don't know if you don't figure it out at the end, you figure it out at the very end. I have no idea. So
is this based off of real life scenarios?
I don't know. I have no idea. This was based off of that show that came out a couple years ago. I don't know if it was called Hunt a Killer or if it was something else.
Well, there was a show called To Hunt a Killer. The dude, I think it's still on. I think it's last season.
Well, all these pop-ups. So as I'm on here, people are purchasing like crazy. So I decided to get that for me and the girlfriend. She loves mystery. Like her favorite show to watch is Law and Order SVU.
I can't watch any of that shit because I don't go to sleep because I know my wife's trying to kill me.
Yeah, right. It makes sense. And you know, I don't think you need to watch that to know that she's probably trying to kill you.
See what I'm telling you, if I wake up dead, I know it's her.
Yeah, but your wife's a little sadistic. Like, she'd be doing it over, like, putting a tablespoon of bleach in your, like...
Oh, God, no. My wife and cleaning products, that's never going to happen.
Because she
it's
doesn't touch
like
them?
She's going to sneak shit out of her. out of work.
So
fuck, I could put bleach in my food and she would separate it, so she doesn't want anything to do with it.
So let's see if there's a questionnaire. I've never done this.
My wife is overly smart. That's the point. You got to remember, bleach is easy to find.
So this is a little thing they test you to see if you're able to be good at this game. So I'm going to ask you these questions and see if you have it.
All right. Is it like multiple choice or is it just out in the open?
Do you love mysteries and true crime?
No.
What do you plan on? Who do you plan on playing Hunt a Killer with if you had to play?
I plan on playing with the person that is smarter than me and can shoot straighter.
All right. So that would be probably a special date night, like someone with me, because I'm smarter than, you know, I think, maybe. No.
Wow, that took you 30 seconds to say that you were smarter.
Yep.
That doesn't make me feel all that confident.
We'll say play with a special someone. If you get stuck and the answers are not easy to uncover, will you get frustrated and quit cancel my subscription, work with other detectives in the Facebook community, dig your heels in, and work the case like a true detective?
Oh, wait, so this is a Facebook thing?
It might be. I don't know. I haven't opened the box.
It said something about Facebook community.
Work with other detectives in the Facebook community.
I mean, I guess see, that's kind of like an open-ended question because I don't know what it entails. You know what I mean?
Neither do I. So, needless to say,
I would have to say work with others, but, you know, under the premise that it would be, you know, I don't know.
Why are you interested in playing Hunt a Killer? I've always wanted to be.
My cousin bought it for me.
Let's see. You're more of a big gamer. What's your first name? Oh.
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't waste my. I can't say waste. I wouldn't spend my own money on it, but if somebody else is doing it initially, then I don't see why I wouldn't do it. It's the initial cost that, buck and a quarter, buck 50. I can't do it. You know what I mean?
Choose your plan, detective. Ooh. So, yeah, what we did was you could get them for decent prices. So you could do $30 a month, $27 if you pay for all 6 months. It ends up breaking down for $27.50 and then the whole year. So I did the six-month ones. Oh, they didn't do this. The Moscow Mule Cups. Oh, I wish I knew that.
Moscow Mule Cups.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what any of that means.
I don't. They're giving a special with the thing. They're giving you.
They're actually giving you like cups.
Yeah, cups, and then a killer cocktail book as like a little thing. I don't know. Either way, we're gonna try that out today. I looked it up. It says that each package that they send you, it ends up taking between 2 and 8 hours to finish.
There's got to be a lot of reading then. I mean, just
yeah, that's the stuff
reading.
That I'm going to let Amber do.
Well, so you're going to let her do the whole thing.
I'm going to sit back there and what my job is, and I've
you're
going to
be on the computer playing Conan while she's looking at that going, "You having fun, babe?"
I'm one of those people that, like, I've realized what I'm good at. So she'll be reading it, and she'll be like, "I think it's this person." And I'm like, "Oh my God, I agree. I think, yeah, I can see where you got that." Uh-huh.
I got to tell you, now, most people would say Monopoly is the most frustrating game in the world because people lose their ever-loving fucking mind. For me, it was Clue.
Really?
I thought it was so long and drawn out. It was one of the worst fucking games. I could not stand playing that game.
That's how I felt about Risk.
I've never played Risk. Nobody's ever wanted to play it with me. We had the game once, so we took it out. And it was so many pieces, we all kind of went, yeah, no, we're good.
Yeah, we have right under my TV, I have a ton of board games. And I quote, Amber says, "We have these board games because it makes us look like a fun couple."
There you go.
But they're all, most of the games that we have are, like, have you ever heard of Taboo?
Yeah, yep.
Very similar to Taboo. I mean, we do have I did during Christmas treat myself to buying the originals. So I bought the original Monopoly, Battleship, Mousetrap, Trouble, Guess Who.
Mousetrap was another one of those infuriating games. My mother never used to let us play it because it involved water.
Water?
If I can remember correct, that's the one where you got to build that giant contraption. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then at one point it involved water, if I'm not mistaken, or marbles or something.
Oh, you're thinking? No, I know what you're thinking of. Yeah, that's not
that
one.
Mousetrap?
No, that was Kablink. Kabloink.
I can't remember. I just remember there was a game that involved water, marbles, or something that made a huge mess and a lot of noise.
Yeah, I don't know. I think a good game to play with you, but you would probably. You wouldn't do it because you're like a germaphobe. Is that game where it shoots the whipped cream in your face?
Yeah, nope.
Yeah.
Anything to do with something getting shot in my face. I am not going to prison anytime soon. I'm good.
That's great.
So, switch to my screen real quick. This is actually, we're talking about games. This is perfect. So, as you all know, PlayStation 5 has been announced. It's coming out. It's one of those things where, every system has their own franchise. And in PlayStation's world, it had five or six separate franchises that really made a big impact on people. And the question is, which franchise should return to PlayStation 5? Okay, so for those who aren't watching, there's eight of them on the screen, and three of them I would say yes to right from the get-go. But I'll tell you what they are. So the first one is Resistance. Huh?
Oh, I was going to ask if I can guess.
Well, it's on the screen.
Well, no, which ones they actually should bring.
Oh,
back.
No. This is just it's your own.
Okay.
Nothing is out there.
Okay.
So it's just what you would like to come back.
Okay.
All right. So it's Resistance is the first one.
Hmm.
I haven't played Resistance. Killzone I have played. That game was fucking phenomenal. But that's not one of the ones I want to come back. PlayStation All-Star Battle Royale. I played that once, and I shut the game off so frustrated because the mechanics were terrible. Anyway, Infamous, Heavenly Sword, Twisted Metal, Parappa the Rapper, or Paper Town.
Patapon?
Patapon, thank you. I always say Paper Town when I look at that, and I don't know why.
I'm assuming Twisted Metal. That was pretty big, I remember.
Twisted Metal was a fucking stupidly fun game. It's still out there, believe it or not. It's just not as prevalent as it used to be. For me on this list, I would have to say Infamous number one. Infamous had three different incarnations. Three different versions of itself, rather. The first two were all a part of the same world. Third one was like... So basically, the premise for Infamous is people get superpowers due to an explosion. And then the rest of the game is trying to figure out why there was an explosion. And, it turned out to be time traveling. The storyline is a little wonky, honestly. Hmm. But it's one of the most fun games I've ever played. It involves a lot of parkour.
Oh, that's why I love my Dying Light.
So basically Dying Light, the framework off of that game is based off of the original Infamous. Grant, obviously the coloring and the graphics have gotten better, but the original framework was from Infamous.
Gotcha.
So Heavenly Sword is the other one that I'd like to come back. That game was I'm a big RPG kind of guy, but I also love swords. And that kind of bridges the world of both.
Yep.
I don't really know the storyline because I never actually finished it. But it was one of those games that the colors and everything kept my attention on it.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. And then sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, I still think my favorite game of all time ever in existence would have to be Half-Life 2.
Now, why two?
Well, so Half-Life, just the storyline was amazing. If you take it as a storyline, the storyline was phenomenal. Probably one of the best written storylines I've ever seen. Now, Arvindor Gaming would probably say no. He's a Final Fantasy lover. He's into those kind of games. but for me, it was Half-Life. Now, the reason why I say Half-Life 2 is because Half-Life 2 completely changed the gaming world for computers. Period.
Well, it also introduced Portal.
Portal, Counter-Strike, Team Fortress.
Well, it's all based off of the same basic premise, but Portal, in its own right, was a game that you didn't really kill anybody, but you had to figure out rooms, which is very cool.
I found out. I watched a video. You can complete
the game.
You can
pull it off of me, dude.
Huh?
Pull it off of me.
Oh, okay. Sorry. You can play with Portal. There was a video. Somebody beat it in 6 portals.
Really?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, unbelievable.
It was one of those games that was completely pointless, but I absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
And Counter-Strike was awesome. Now, out of all of those games, Counter-Strike was probably one of the first computer games that I actually fell in love with. I thought it was phenomenal. I sucked at the actual game, but I couldn't stop playing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Counter-Strike. So, a little fun story about Counter-Strike. Growing up, just to give you a time gap of my age, when that came out, it was right when... Oh, good God, the construction team is next door tearing it up.
Cool.
When Counter-Strike came out, it was the time period where coax internet or cable internet was just coming out. Broadband.
Oh, yeah, broadband, yep.
And so I was the first one out of my group of friends to have it.
It's funny because you had broadband, but you're still trying to do dial-up.
And when I did that, when I had the broadband, I smoked everybody.
Of course, because you didn't know what latency was.
Yeah. Right? My my personal favorite was my style of gameplay was Desert Eagle and AWP.
Honestly, I don't remember anything. I just used to play what they gave me because I was so bad at the game.
Well, I decided, it's funny that we bring this up, I decided probably about 2 months ago. I said, you know what? A little nostalgic. I'm going to go back there. I'm going to play it.
I still got it. I actually have Half-Life 2 on my Steam account.
I ended up playing Counter-Strike and smoked it. Smoked. Really? I mean, I was playing it. Everybody who came into the game with me, I smoked. I had like a 28 kills compared in one death. And I was like, holy crap, you're telling me that no one got better. And so I was talking to my buddies about it. They're like, yeah, no. Play Counter-Strike Global Offensive.
Yes, yeah, they revamped the game, the original game, to Global Offensive. I played that one again, and I got to fucking tell you, I got off that game real fast.
Yeah, I played it. I had, in a 30-minute time period, maybe 2 kills.
Yeah, no, Leon, I got to tell you, man, we're all in the same boat. That particular game was the beginning of the end for most males who were in that age range where they were able to play online gaming like that.
Because most people ended up going from GoldenEye on their N64.
Oh, yeah, you ain't kidding.
And they went to Counter-Strike.
That ultimately was the first multiplayer game like that.
Other than like shooter. Doom. Was it Doom or Duke?
Well, wasn't online. That wasn't multiplayer. No, the original Doom was just you play it and that was all there was to it. Counter-Strike was ultimately the first one you could play that I can remember. I might be wrong. That you could play and shoot and kill somebody else. It's like Counter-Strike, and then you had the other one, the more cartoony one.
Team Fortress.
Team Fortress. Now, that one, I killed that. I love that fucking
game. Yeah, Team Fortress is not my strong suit. Now,
really?
Dusty's a beast at Team Fortress.
Team Fortress was always my favorite.
He played as was there an engineer character or something like that?
And they used to have turrets and whatnot.
Yeah, his thing was. His specialty was he could place the turrets in such a way that he'd smoke anybody. It was unbelievable. I've always been a sniper.
It was a great game. Absolutely. I mean, it still holds up to this day, honestly. Yeah. It's just, unfortunately, it's one of those things where they came up with better graphics cards and everybody kind of lost the flavor of it kind of thing.
Yeah, God, Counter-Strike, man. I used to love messing with it too because When it first came out, I don't know if it's still this way, but you could edit your skins. So you could have your guns be any different color and shapes, your characters be different. I was young, so I used to love it when people would, because you could put little spray paints and
Oh, yeah. Oh,
people would
yeah, you can
spray
spray
paint
paint
like,
the wall and whatnot.
yeah,
Yeah,
people would spray
yep.
paint like a nude picture, and I'd be like, oh my God, a nude picture. Oh my
Don't
God.
let my mom know.
Yeah.
Don't tell nobody. I can remember. That's when I had just gotten my first HP desktop. I bought it as an online. No, I'm sorry, not even online. They used to send out flyers, like in the mail. And it was a complete desktop HP computer with a printer and everything for I think it cost me like $800. And that was the first major investment. And I remember I had to talk my wife into it because we were very, very young. We didn't have a lot. And it was one of our first major investments. And of course it was baby, I'm doing it. So we can get on the internet and we can do, she was going to school at the time. You could do your homework and
Yeah.
she knew I was blowing smoke up her ass even then, but yeah.
So I'm gonna quick little fun fact. I just ran some numbers.
Okay.
Counter-Strike Global Offensive. Current, right this moment, has 762,000 people playing.
Yeah, oh yeah, 'cause I mean it doesn't need a lot of processing power, so anybody can really play it, you know what I mean?
Now, let's go to the original Counter-Strike.
Oh shit, you probably have 752 people.
16,688 people currently playing right this
No
second.
kidding.
That's still more
Wow.
than I thought.
That yeah, I mean again, that is that the around the world or is that like more
That's around the
America kind
world.
of thing? Wow.
I'm gonna look up
Holy shit.
Half-Life. Half-Life 2. Wow, this is a number that is surprising. Currently, Half-Life has the original has 4,226 people playing. Okay, 4,200 people. Half-Life 2 currently only has 5,700. So they're almost even.
Yeah, but again, I mean, when with older games, it's generally what tends to happen. I mean, there might be a nostalgia boost occasionally, but you're gonna only have a couple thousand people at a time. Some people
Yeah.
don't like to leave those worlds. I mean, just like in regular life, it's you get used to a certain place and you stay there.
I'm wondering
You
if
know what I
the
mean?
so did I tell you that they just remade another Half-Life?
No, nope.
I wanted it, but I refused to get it. Because it's Half-Life 2, I think it's called Half-Life Alyx.
Okay.
Where you're playing, I believe, as Alyx, the girl
Wasn't
who
he
was in
the main?
Half-Life 2.
Yeah, I was gonna say, wasn't she the I said he, but she the major
Yes.
person in it?
But it's a virtual reality. So you're
Oh
playing
yeah,
with the
no, the VR.
I can't bring myself. I've played with
Actually, I would love to play VR. I would absolutely love it, but the amount of like the one for the computer is the one I'd want to do, but the amount of processing speed you need for that is just stupid.
Team Fortress. I looked up the numbers. Team Fortress 2 is 65,000 people playing right now.
Dude, it's a good game.
Team Fortress 1, the one that you and I and Leon probably know, 141 people.
That is awesome. So you're saying I have a chance?
I'm saying that we got definitely a chance. Or the people that are playing that. Oh my God. Like I played did you ever play StarCraft?
No, I tried once and I couldn't understand it and I got frustrated, so no.
So for the viewers, StarCraft is what is it considered a top no, it's what is that term? MMO.
Oh, it's a mass multiplayer online game.
Yeah.
So it's an
G?
MMOG, MMOG, yeah. Or
And it,
MMO is what they
yeah,
call them.
it, I don't know. it's basically you control stuff, you can build your own base and kill some people. Top down looking. And I was phenomenal at the game. I was phenomenal. And then my buddy Chris, when he came back, he's like, "Oh, let's play that game." That was such a dumb thing. People are beating you within 5 seconds of the game starting.
Oh, and you got to remember, man, since the beginning of games, there's been cheating.
Well, I watched YouTube videos, and it's all these people from overseas. I don't want to say, but like
it's generally
Japan, Chinese, Korea. Yeah. And so they were playing, and I was watching a video. This kid was smoking these other people. He was playing with his feet, Pat. His feet. He was using hotkeys to do everything.
Well, there you go. And again, when you get to that, like I used to play, World of Warcraft online.
Never played it.
And it's not that it's literally you're in your own little world. Think of Final Fantasy, except with orcs and all that happy world. And you're ultimately running around and you're farming and you're killing things and you're going on raids. And the key is to get a higher level so you can go do different raids and different things.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're not actively playing it, people would create hotkeys. And the biggest thing was farming. You had to farm things, whether it be, fur or what have you. It doesn't matter. It just, you needed to farm it. And you have mass amounts of it. So the key to that, and as you play it, you understand, the hotkey, you create a hotkey, you leave the game on, and you go to bed. You come back, and you have, 100,000 or whatever it is that you're farming, and then you sell all that off or whatever the case is. And that's what the game became. And it got really boring after a while. I mean, honestly, it's if you guys play any MMOs, you tend to realize that it's just a repetitive motion after X amount of time constantly. It just never ends.
And what I know about the game, this is all I know about the game. LeBron Jenkins.
You cut out on me. I had no idea what you just did there.
I was screaming LeBron Jenkins.
Oh, yeah.
That's the
ridiculous.
Only thing I know about that game from a video I saw where people, I think, were going on a raid.
So what that is that video is like 7 years old at this point. And what it was a raiding party doing a raid. And this particular raid that they're doing is a bunch of dragons. You got to kill a bunch of baby dragons.
Okay.
And that's what it was. That's what you were hearing. What you heard in the background is those guys sitting there going, okay, so what's the rate of beating this? And then the guy, like everybody else, is going, "Fuck it, let's just go." The problem is when you do that raid, you pretty much die immediately. That particular raid, if I can remember correctly, was the reason why they dumbed the game down, because it was so hard.
Yeah, I'm looking at the video. That was 13 years ago.
13 years ago.
13
okay.
years ago.
So I can remember that particular raid, because after that, they started to do the expansions, and they dumbed the game down.
Yeah.
They do it all the time. They dumb it down to get more headcount for the game, the community. Because what do you remember in a particular way? After a while, people forget, and they don't want to play it anymore, what have you. So they got to do something to make the game better. They dumb it down, and that's what happens across the board, unfortunately. And what was once impossible to complete, you can do it with three guys now. So, I can remember, though, in the chat rooms, that people hated that fucking raid.
Yeah, I don't... I remember seeing that, and then the next thing I know, the guy was, like, on Howard Stern doing the LeBron Jenkins thing. Like, he started going on talk shows doing it.
Yeah, it was a good time, man.
It was just... I remember how funny it was, because everyone's like, "Okay, guys, all right, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna gotta go in this way. We're gonna come in the back, and then, oh yeah, LeBron Jenkins," and just rushed in, and everybody got their ass handed. I think it had something to do with dragon eggs. I don't know
yes,
why.
That's what it was. You had to kill baby dragon and dragon eggs. Yes. Yep. It was baby dragon, and then it was a mama dragon for the next part of the raid, which was always pleasant.
They even made They made video Leroy Jenkins reimagined as a short film. Like, do you
Oh
like they turned it and flipped it into
yeah.
so much stuff. Anyway, the world can remarket and rebrand somebody. It's ridiculous.
Ah, shit. All right, folks, we're gonna end this sooner rather than later because I actually gotta take a dump. So,
You know what? I will tell you. I hope it's a good one.
oh, it's gonna be good. It's gonna slide out nicely. I
Oh,
had some
good, good,
greasy
good.
food last night. That was a good time.
Good.
Good time. So, folks, I hope you enjoyed today's show. I'm giving up on the trying to make it a weekly news deal. I like these conversation shows better than anything else.
I do too.
Honestly,
I don't
they
think, I
flow so
think,
much easier.
I think the news articles are great for when it starts to get dry and we run out of stuff. So
You're not wrong.
I think we should prep still like we're gonna do them, have our
Oh, I agree,
conversation.
articles, but when push comes to shove, I don't care enough about it to do them. Like I'm looking at them going, oh, this is going to be great to talk about. And that's like my problem is that this will be a great conversation starter, but I think you and I get along so much better if we just let it flow.
Yeah, I mean, the only good thing is, and are you still able to see my screen?
I can go back to it. There you go.
I mean, this is where we were going. Like, I had something to talk about. Look at
And we
this.
can talk about it, but I mean, it just looks like, I get that it's sperm, but unless you're talking about you're pregnant, I don't really care enough to know about this.
All right, well, I got an announcement to make. No,
There you go, Nate.
if I,
Are you gonna be a daddy?
oh my God, if I was, oh geez, yeah, I'm gonna tell you right now, you, my buddy Ryan, and Dusty, you three, if I was gonna be a daddy, I would never tell you.
Oh, I think I'd find out sooner or later, dude.
Yeah, and
I mean,
I'm gonna hold out as long as possible. Because just so you guys, because I know all of you are
that
going
I gotta
to
I gotta tell you right now that you don't tell your old man because he is the most gossipy chick I've ever met.
go, oh, yeah, because I could tell, I'm going to tell you, if I told, like, Dusty, first words out of his mouth is, oh, this is going to be good.
Dude, I've told you this before, it's not a secret. I think that you'd be a great father. I really do. I think you'd be a good
Yeah,
dad.
Amber says that about me too. She keeps telling me, she's like, "You'd be a great dad," and I was like, "Yeah." She's like, "I don't want you to be a dad, but you would be a good dad."
But it's gonna be funny because you're not used to that loud word. You are it's a culture shock for you. Shell shock, culture shock, whatever you want to do. And I don't think you'll be able to
Well.
I don't think you'll be able to remove yourself from it immediately, like you have to. It'll take time.
There was a. There's a video coming out calling Breeder. I mean, I'm sorry, a show coming out called Breeder, and it has the main guy who played in the British version of Sherlock Holmes, which you probably don't know, but the guy who played the Hobbit.
Okay, yeah.
Okay?
I know.
Played in the Hobbit, not Lord of the Rings, played in the Hobbit as the main Hobbit. And,
Wait, he wasn't the so the movie The Hobbit, he wasn't the primary
He
character?
was. I thought you were going to get it confused with one of the hobbits that were in Lord of the Rings.
No, there's an actual Lord of the
Yes.
Rings, The Hobbit.
Yes. So that guy, he's in the show, and he did something that I can only picture me doing. And when I brought it up to my friends, they all said, "Oh, yeah. Yeah, you do that." So I'm going to tell you, this is what it is. In the trailer, okay, he has a baby. He's holding this baby. And he's putting the baby down gently into his little bassinet, we'll say. Puts him down gently. And the second he puts him down and stands back up, the baby cries. And without hesitation, he looks down at the baby and he goes, "Be reasonable, you prick." And I said to my buddies, I said, "Is that how it is?" They're like, "Yep." They said, "You don't know how many horrible things we've called our children."
Oh no, I've I'm gonna leave it at that. I'm just gonna say yes.
Yeah. Because when you have your kid, you know, people never hear those things that are said in the house because
Oh,
you're
they
not.
absolutely do, 'cause they you need to look at it from this perspective. Okay, so you said at the beginning of this show, you said, you come home, you shut all the lights off, you do 10 minutes, you breathe and exercise and whatnot. Yeah. You can't do that when you have a kid for about 18 and a half years.
Oh, see, that's why they made cyanide. I don't...
Cyanide? What the fuck?
I'm going to tell you, I'm offing myself so quick.
Wow, that's dark, dude. Yeah. That's dark.
I couldn't.
No, dude, I got to tell you, though, and honestly, with kids, and those guys that you're talking to, I'm sure they have kids, and with kids, the pluses to having them are so much more than the negatives. Honestly. I mean, watching them learn how to do things, like listening to my son learn how to speak was one of the most fascinating things in the world that I've ever seen.
The one that I keep getting from people is, it's so amazing to watch what attributes your kids take on from you.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, you know,
to know that your kid does that because you do that.
My kids argue like I do. I mean, honestly, it's funny to hear. It's funny to hear and funny to see. And, yeah. You know, when push comes to shove, they've adopted my philosophy of work as well, which is good. They could have gone a different way.
Yeah.
And they've adopted my philosophy to try to keep things that's important to them. Whereas, you know, other people believe in, you know, if you love them, let them go to come back to yours. That's not the case. You work on it.
Fair enough.
And we don't give up. We're assholes in that world. We just don't give up on stuff.
Oh, yeah. Hope my kid, if I have a kid and he ends up taking on what my, oh, he's screwed.
Well, I mean, you're just not from that world. And you know, you yourself are going to change if you get to that point. You will.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. You think I'm an old man now? Forget about it. It's true. I'm an old man.
Yeah, the young. Oh, excuse me. Wow.
That came out of nowhere. That came from your toes. What was up with that?
That was, it made my butthole jiggle.
All right. Well, you said you had to poo, didn't you? So, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm doing it as we speak. This is pretty good.
All right. Well, this is a moment.
There are keys having a long
Everybody pool. Live, we're sharing a moment here.
Hold my hand, Nate. Look
I'm
me
not
in the
holding
eye.
Your hand. Look me in the eye. On that note, viewers, I think we were gonna bid you farewell. Why did my
you see? Look at that! Look, he's shutting down real fucking fast, yeah. Isn't he?
Jeez! All right, everybody, this has been fun.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this week, and you know, let us know if you need anything or want anything.
And
appreciate the comments, and you know,
please don't be ashamed either. In the beginning of the uploaded version. It has like an advertisement in the front. Don't let that, you know, push you away. The advertisement is there for us to hopefully somehow manage to get some kind of revenue. Haven't seen any revenue yet, but one day I'm hoping. So, Pat,
what's the ad for? Is the ad for NL Bleach? What is it?
No, it's for the stream the site that's going to be that hosts us. If I can think of the name, Anchor.
Oh, there you go, guys. We're so ingratiated into this company that we can't remember the name.
Anchor.
So what is Anchor?
Anchor is the same exact thing as Podbean.
So Podbean we used to use to post the podcasts on, and that would then restream out to like. All the actual podcasting company sites, right?
That's correct.
That's what we were. All right, and then that would also show us all of our stats and where we're losing them, so to speak.
Yes. The only problem I notice about the stats is it doesn't seem to show us hits. It only shows us actual listens, like downloads.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's kind of what you're looking for because hits are kind of misleading anyway. No.
Yes, they are.
So, and there you go. There's our live. Our live commercial, folks. It's not Anno Bleach, but it's close enough to it.
Yep.
And cool.
And we are on. We also are on new. Wow. Holy crap. Okay. So we're on new networks too. So we're on Anchor. We're on Apple. We're on Google. Spotify, they're working on getting it taken care of because the move was when we moved, it had a trouble. We're also on Breaker.
What is Breaker?
It's another streaming thing that you can listen to podcasts, and we're also on Radio Public.
Ooh.
I know. And we're also on YouTube, of course, and everything else. So feel free to look at us and follow all of our streams. I think this is going to make 51. So we have a couple streams.
I know through Apple, it reposted a couple days ago. So yeah. I know if you guys have Apple service, it'll be there. If you want to look. Wow, I'm stinking myself out of here. If you want to look at it through the podcast side of it.
Yeah. So that's that, folks. Hope you enjoyed the show.
Yeah, guys. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a good day now. Bye-bye.
Toodaloo.